For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome back to Believe in Colts. I'm Lawrence Owens, and today we have a very special, media to give you. All right, so on Saturday, July 30th, the Indianapolis Colts had an absolute sold-out training camp, whereas I had, believe it or not, media pass coverage. While I was there, I was able to get these beautiful signed pieces of shirts, Believe shirts, to be given out on a podcast this upcoming year. If you want to be part of this, you're going to have to go check it out on YouTube, because on the very next podcast that we have on YouTube, I will put out a specific code word, and those of you who mention that code word in the comments will be put in for the giveaway of these shirts that were signed by Frank Reich, Ryan Kelly, Bobby Okereke, Matt Taylor, and Jelani Woods, and DeMarc. All right, so that is something that we have that we will be giving out. We'll be giving out multiple of these throughout training camp. But before we get into that, I want you to know that BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting to props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, that's BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, let's get in to our multiple interviews post-training camp by Frank Wright, Michael Pittman Jr., Bobby Okereke, Jelani Woods, and others, including Isaiah Rogers.
Okay, wow, what a great night. Great night for a night practice. The weather was perfect. One of our biggest crowds that we've had, I think, in this being our fifth year here. So a lot of energy. The players were feeding off that. We got a lot done. I'm really happy with the way we're practicing, the speed, the tempo. All these things to clean up, but making good progress for the start of camp.
Frank Harris was saying that, like, Matt going over the middle and some of those overs and digs and stuff like that, he feels like that's Matt's bread and butter and his bread and butter. Is that a good just mesh of skills, Pepper Harris and Matt?
It is. Matt just has a lot of confidence throwing the ball over the middle. He's just done that his whole career. So Paris feels comfortable in there too. A lot of his college stuff was inside there. He's continued to develop. I think those two have a good chemistry. I think Matt's working hard with all the receivers. But Paris has certainly been shining a little bit.
Did you finish early again, or?
Pardon?
On time. Early again?
A little bit early, about 5 minutes early again, okay. Yeah.
Do you have any conversations with Paris entering this season that were any different than previous ones? I mean, I know at some point it's just like...
You know, just our belief in him, you know, just reiterating our belief and confidence in him, you know, that stuff he's had has been kind of freakish. So, you know, just come out there with confidence, you know, and... It's a long season, and just take it from a positive approach, and we're behind you and give you everything you need, but you got to go earn it. You know, he's got to earn it, and he knows that.
But you've seen in OTAs in this what he brings, can bring to the offense?
Yeah, I mean, he's got speed. He's strong with the ball. You know, every time he touches, he's a breakaway threat. I mean, you know, he's got that legit speed. But Paris is also real smart. So I think it's a good combination. We've talked about this in our receiver room even the last couple days. We're going to be unselfish. We're going to spread the ball around. They're all going to get their shots, and they're going to earn their reps. Paris is doing a good job so far early in camp.
Frank, Paris hasn't played a lot, obviously, but have you been able to see the growth in spite of that? Because, you know, when he came in, we kind of wondered, you know, was he the whole package?
Yeah, I mean, when he came in, it was kind of like, hey, he's the slot guy, does all the gadgety stuff. You know, as Chris, when we drafted him, Chris and I from the start always had a vision for Paris doing it all, you know. I don't want to say we were 100% sure. I was pretty confident that he could play inside and out, right? He still has yet to prove that, but he has all the skills. And when you look at the route trees from the slot and outside, he can run all the routes that you need to in our offense. It's a good fit. So he just needs opportunities and to build that confidence.
Frank, any update on Mo?
Yeah, they had a, you know, he and Stefan had that collision. You know, Steph got up and was fine and finished practice. You know, Mo was a little, tweaked his knee a little bit, but I don't think it's anything serious. We just kind of held him out just to be safe.
Where have you seen him fit so far? What are your expectations?
He's a beast. I mean, I've seen the same thing I've seen last year. You know, a bunch of balls didn't go to him today, but as we've been working, he's just, you know, we feed off of his energy. You know, I feel even more leadership from him in every way, in that room, on the field, off the field. What we love about Pitt is just the ultimate competitor, and I think our offense and our team feed off of that. We feel his toughness, we feel his competitiveness, and for us to continue to grow as a team, that's the kind of thing that we need to build on.
Any high points that one on the sideline, that's kind of like what he does, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, that's exactly what he does. And then the other thing he does a lot of things. He does that. He's physical in the run game, right? And we love to throw him those shallow routes and those crossing routes and let him put it in his hands and let him run with it, because he gets violent when he's got the ball in his hand.
We've seen a lot of guys kind of slipping a little bit. Is there anything?
Yeah, the field's still a little damp, you know. I mean, from that rain that we had. So, you guys saw the other day, it was pretty slippery out here. I was hoping that it would be kind of back to normal, but it's probably just needs another day to get – fields are in great shape, but there was a lot of rain. I mean, it was coming down hard up here. And so it was good today, but it was still a little slippy.
Ashton Doolin's had some nice catches so far. Do you feel like at this stage in his progression, this is kind of his opportunity to lock in a little more at receiver since he's kind of got the special teams part down pat?
Yeah. I cannot emphasize how strongly we feel about Ashton Doolin and that he's going to play a role in this offense. And he's proven it. He's earned it. He's going to have to continue to prove it and continue to earn it. But this guy, he's another one of these guys. This, the toughness that he has, he's smart, he can play. He plays all the positions, he knows what to do. He's a competitor, it's not too big for him. He's a playmaker, we love him. And so I'm planning on him making a contribution, you know, we're all planning on him making a significant contribution to this, to not only special teams, but to the offense this year.
Coach, you guys faced flus in practice, a lot of underneath stuff is kind of what you had to take. Is that similar with Gus, or I guess what are kind of
the... A little bit, you know, when Gus is playing the Seattle 3 that he's famous for, you know, one of the guys who kind of originated it in that group of guys that originated it. So there's times when they get in that offense, you know, that we got to check it down. But and that's our primary thing on defense. So, you know, but then we look to try to create shots, and Matt's going to experiment a little bit in practice and try to test it, you know, test it. We got to test certain things in training camp now, but we also still got to continue to be patient and get the ball underneath when we can.
When you talk about the practices running at this clip, I mean, you've got to get that from the second team offense too. What impact has Nick Foles had on that?
Yeah, I mean, he and Matt are a great pair. I mean, they're very different, But Nick is real, like Matt is just all business and his work. I mean, it's work. You know, Nick is, he keeps things real simple. You know what I mean? He just keeps things real simple. He doesn't want to overcomplicate it. He doesn't want 1,000,000,000 checks. You know, he just wants a handful of things and let me just go play ball. Let me feel it out. And so both of those lead to fast tempo. So the way those two guys are leading the offense has been exactly what we need.
Coach, how's Reggie on the coaching staff so far?
Reggie's been unbelievable. I cannot tell you how fast an adjustment he's made to kind of coaching life. He's had an impact in that room already. You can see it. A couple things technically that he brings to the table, the way he's teaching them to get in and out of breaks, I think. I see it. I saw it in OTAs. Feel like we've gotten better. And then I just think the air of confidence that Reggie has and that he's played and played at such a high level. So really looking forward to the guys feeding off of that as well.
Last one here.
Naheem was excited about him and Jonathan getting to play together in the same formation. How much does having that kind of allow you to get even more creative with that and expand that, just with how he's used the running back over?
Yeah. Very, very comfortable with it. Matt's very comfortable with it. He's very comfortable with Naheem. I think he and Naheem have worked a lot this offseason together, so we can utilize Naheem in a number of different ways where we line him up, like you said, Joel, in the backfield, with JT, or put him in anywhere in the formation and feel like there's going to be confidence there. Naheem's, as we've said all along, he's just a guy who's going to be involved in this offense. He's magnetic when he has the ball in his hands. We feed off of his energy. I continue to be excited about, I know everybody talks about our skill, do we have enough quote-unquote skill at those positions, but I just think, I'm hoping that we surprise a lot of people with how it looks.
The tempo's been kind of upbeat and kind of forcing that. Do you like that as a receiver?
It's definitely something that we have to get used to, just like going on that like high like reps. But being that it's like the first week, I mean, like it is going to be tougher. But it's something that I think is going to help us, for sure.
As a physical receiver, how do you like going up against Stephon Gilmore so far with what he can bring?
Yeah, no, I mean, he is great. We've had a lot of guys come in here and like be like really good, and I think that he is going to be like next one. So
we saw a lot of your run after the catch a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
if you can kind of get back to some of that. Well, let me rephrase that. Matt throws the ball in a place where
yeah.
You get some run after the catch. How much do you think that will affect your ability to do that?
Absolutely. I mean, if he just puts it out there, like which like he can. I mean, like you just catch it like a run. So as long as I'm just doing like my thing, and then Matt is gonna put it right there, then like there should be that. So there should be some yak to it.
Frank has talked about you being like a violent runner in the open field. I don't know if that's your dad coming out. I don't know if that's like. Is that an attitude?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely something that I like to do, that I'm trying to learn to manage it, because sometimes there's, like, times to take those hits, and sometimes there's times to just get down. So, like, I'm trying to find that, like, perfect, like, middle ground there. So
you came in here with Isaiah.
Yeah.
You've seen his growth over the last couple of years. We've seen him make a ton of plays.
Yeah.
Just what have you seen from him?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just a, like, confidence thing for him, because he's always been that. He's, like, super fast, and he can just make up any type of, like, separation, and he's just learning to use that in the best way possible for his style of play. So, I mean, like, I think we're just seeing him finally just be him.
And how much work have you had with Matt?
Oh,
I mean, it was off season, but
yeah.
How much on your own, I guess?
Yeah, no, I mean, we've thrown a bunch of sessions. Like, I don't even know, like, a certain, like, number, but we've...
Away from the team.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, we've got a lot of, like, hours in, for sure.
And we're seeing that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it's like the, like... I mean, like, we were off a couple of times, that's pretty much just me just having to be on my spot, because sometimes, like, I just see grass, so, like, I'm gone, right? But I have to be on his spot, on his basically on his footwork, like, for, like, it to actually, like, time up. So that's just me just learning to play with him.
What's the pressure like for you this year, being the Wiley veteran and receiving it?
Right? Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's much pressure. It's more fun now that I kind of, like, get those guys, like, going and how I'm kind of, like, have the most, like, playtime reps. So, like, it's cool that everybody, like, basically, like, comes to meet and, like, asks me stuff. So, like, it's pretty cool because it's kind of getting back, you know, like, getting, like, back to those, like, SC days, like, just, like, when I'm the old guy, I guess. But, like, I'm really not that old. I'm going into year three, so... Yeah.
Any thoughts on all the questions of the youth in the receiver room so far?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that we're out here showing that, I mean, like, we, like, can play. I mean, we have seen Paris Campbell just absolutely just light it up. I mean, like, Paris has been great. Ashton, Dez, all of those guys. Like, I feel like they're, like, playing great. And I think that we have something that we can, like, build off of.
You've had different coaches. What's Reggie been like?
Reggie is not like any coach I've ever had, but it's awesome. I mean, he's one of my favorite coaches that I've ever had, and we've only had him for like 2 months. So, I hope that Reggie sticks sticks here, because I think that he's great.
What makes him different?
Yeah. Well, I think because he played it, and he played very well, so he kind of understands the game outside of what a normal coach like understands about playing, because. Lots of coaches, they didn't get a chance to play pro, so, like, they don't really understand the ins and outs of actually playing, but, like, Reggie understands everything. So, like,
the fact that he's not been out of the league, so, do you guys know Reggie as a player?
So I didn't actually watch him play until I got here, and then, like, obviously, like, you, like, study him and Marv, and, like, I, like, got to play with T.Y. So I got to really see him like when I got here, and then now like he's our coach, and like I don't know like how old Reg is. He's got to be in his early 40s, so like so mid so yeah so I mean like he could really be out here like playing now like so. Yeah.
Oh, now you're sucking up.
He always talks about it.
Does he ever put up cut-ups of him?
He hasn't yet. No, he actually does. I mean, like, he never really, like, talks about himself. Like, he's just focused, like, on us. So, yeah. But Coach Reich has put up some Reggie film. So.
Well, Frank put up some of Frank.
Fran hasn't put up Frank. You know.
Yeah, well, he had like one, you know, arm bar and stuff.
Jeez.
Michael, what have you thought of Alec Pierce so far, kind of his development as a rookie?
Yeah, I mean, Alec has been great. I mean, he learns so fast. I mean, I feel like he is already just light years. He's light years in front of me, like when I was at this like stage, just like with like his like mental is just. Like, he's just a smart kid, you know what I'm saying? And he's not really messing up, which is really great, like, for, like, a guy like that young going up against Kenny Moore, Steph. I mean, like, those guys are, like, all pro caliber guys, you know, like, Pro Bowl guys. So I think that he's doing great.
What's the extra energy like with the crowd and the night practice and a little extra juice it felt like out
there? It's fun. I mean, our Colts fans are amazing. So they bring the juice. And, you know, we got a lot of competitive toughness out there on the field. So it was a good day.
With Darius missing time early, what are your thoughts on the other linebackers getting more snaps right now?
You know, we're all doing a good job stepping up. Zaire, me, EJ, and the young guys look great too. So it's a good room.
Bobby, did you inspire Shaquille to speak up about his name?
No, I mean, guys been calling him Shaq off and on since I think it's like sophomore year since I got here. But however things transpired, I think it just came out. He just wanted to be Shaq. He's gone by Shaq by a while. So, I mean, it's always like a media thing. Going by whatever name.
Bobby, Frank's talked about how like crisp and competitive these practices have been. Have you felt that?
For sure. I mean, on defense, we hold ourselves to a high standard. So, you know, we're always reaching for a better, more complete day. But the offense looks great. Matty Ice is doing a hell of a job, you know, leading the group, getting them going. So it's been competitive.
What is the next step for you personally? Like when you envision where you want to go this year?
You know, I just want to help this team win as much as I can. Conference championship, division championship, world championship. Personally, hopefully, you know, all pro, Pro Bowl comes somewhere in my career. But, you know, those team goals are what I'm focused on.
You had like a ton of splash plays in camp last year.
Yeah.
But what's the key to carrying that through to the regular season as well as you know, making the routine plays, but those sort of game changing plays?
Yeah, I think just confidence in myself. I mean, I know my playmaking ability. I know the type of athlete I am. Just with this new scheme, adjusting, kind of calibrating, figuring out when I can make my plays, when I got to stay home, play safe. So, you know, just kind of growing and growing throughout the whole process.
Offense has been pushing the tempo. As a defense, is it giving you any kind of challenge?
You feel the competitive juice. Our D-line, you know, they're pushing the tempo. They're humming and they're moving. So it's a good battle.
Bobby, with how the season ended last year, what was kind of the message you guys had coming out from day one from camp?
Just not again. And really everybody taking their individual responsibility. And Gus has said it from day one, it's accountability. So every man really taking that personal accountability to be the best team we can be.
Looking forward to putting pads on Tuesday. Does things change a bit?
Yeah, yes, sir. I mean, that's the thing. Everybody comes out here, looks good in 7-on-7, but we put the pads on, real football starts, gets a little more fun.
Any of these young guys in the linebacker room surprising you so far?
Not surprising. From day one, all of them been good. Skowski, James, Forrest, Sterling, hell of an athlete. Same with JoJo. So they're a great room, smart guys. So good addition to the team.
JoJo had a very specific role in Nebraska. Do you think you can bring something similar to the Colts?
For sure. He's an instinctive kid, smart kid. It's just new defense. We're all learning it. So. You know, as camp goes, we'll see how everybody can, contribute.
Bobby, when you're dealing with the fans, what's your biggest do's and don'ts when you get to interact with them?
I think just be down to earth, for real. I don't know if there's any don'ts. I think every fan, you know, appreciates that down to earth time you can spend with them. So I just try to do that as much as I can.
Bobby, with Shaquille out, you had to take more of a leadership role here early in camp. And how has that helped your leadership?
Just going and growing through the process. Everybody's got different personalities. Darius is a big rah-rah guy, and like you said, it's kind of been a little quiet, but everybody's got their own ways to step up and be a leader. So for me, you know, it's just being on my details, attention to detail, execution, and really just being a guy who leads by example.
You've always been a competitor, you know, just in coverage. How's that serving you well right now, just kind of, you know, that mentality?
I was a little down for practice, you know, knowing that, you know, we had a guy down. I had to change my role today from playing outside inside. And I didn't really, you know, prepare. But then, you know, the guys around me just, you know, kept me uplifted going into the practice. And, you know, it just went from there. They were just telling me throughout, you know, from stretch lines to from rep one. You know, just do the best you can and do what you do. You know, so that's what I did.
How much has your confidence just grown? I mean, a couple of years ago, you came in here.
Oh, yeah.
No one ever heard of you. What's the confidence at now compared to back then?
It's high now, and it all starts with, you know, the fans, you know, just hearing them scream my name, just knowing, you know, from the DMs I get from the people just, you know, congratulate me on, you know, the 2 years I did have here, and then to the locker room with the guys like Gilly coming in and Kenny always keeping me uplifted. You know, just the guys around me just keep me, you know, going, keep me motivated.
How's the adjustment from Eberflus' defense to Bradley's defense been?
Not too much. You know, football is football, you know, end of the day. You know, just playing my role, just doing what I can do, you know, for the team. You know, at the end of the day, it's football. So, you know, I just take it in and just continue doing what I'm doing.
You said you had to switch roles today. You say from outside to inside?
Yeah. Yeah, I played straight nickel today, you know, and I played outside a little bit, you know, once Gilly went down. But, you know, we're just really just having fun with it today.
Are you comfortable? Because I know when you started, you played outside last year, but when you started here, they were moving you to nickel. So you feel comfortable in your room inside?
I'm comfortable outside, inside, DN, whatever I got to do for the team. I'll play whatever, man.
What sorts of things have you picked up?
Just how to be a pro. You know, he taught me a lot, just staying healthy, you know, outside of the building. You know, he teach me how, you know, to eat right, little things, you know, and I taught him how to ride a bird scooter around Grand Park so he can stay off his feet. So we helping each other out around here, man.
What's the difference between Stephon and Xavier Rhodes last year?
Probably really nothing. You know, they're both vets. They're both real smart. Probably only thing difference is jersey number and hair length. That's probably the only thing.
Do you see this camp as like a chance to earn a starting role? It's like, I know Brandon Faceless talked about that. There's not a lot of roles on this defense, but is that one of your goals this camp?
Well, my goal really is just to be the best player I could be. You know, I don't really care if I'm starting. I don't really care if I'm the 10th on the depth chart or 15th. You know, it is what it is. End of the day, I just want to, you know, make plays when I'm out there.
We did see the jump ball pick you had in it. I know you had a couple of those in games last year, just tracking them down. So what goes through your head when you kind of get a moment like that and you see the ball and you can kind of beat your guy to it?
Once the route starts, you know, I just try to stay with my man as much as I can. And then once the ball in the air, we're both receivers at that time. So play receiver my entire life. So that's kind of how I approach the ball in the air. Yeah, they always talking every time we in film about my speed. So they just trying to get me to get to the capability of playing to my speed and not really just playing slow to my opponents and stuff, just always playing fast.
Did you have a little more energy out there tonight with night practice and a sellout crowd?
Yeah, it felt like high school football again, you know, just playing at 7. So it was fun, though, and the energy from the fans, you know, that always keeps you uplifted. So, yeah.
How's been battling with receivers like Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce and the rest of the receiver room?
It's fun. You know, and they're real big, real physical, and that's going to help me, you know, be great throughout OTAs. It helped me a lot mentally and physically. And coming out here in camp and going against, you know, the rookie Alec, who got a great future in front of him, and then Michael Pittman, you know, we came in the same rookie class. And just big guys like that, even Dez, you know, and Mike Strong, even though he's out right now, just having me being able to prepare for the Mike Evans and the big guys around the league.
What's been the learning curve for you? Weekend, I guess. Is it? I know the tempo's fast and all that. How are you digesting all that?
With me, it really started during OTAs, you know, kind of getting adjusted then. And I just took the summer to kind of break everything down, get in my playbook more, like study, make sure I hit my routes correctly, run blocking correctly. And now I kind of feel up to speed. So now I feel very relaxed and very, you know, like I definitely belong here. And I've been on the team for a couple years, even though, you know, it's still a learning curve a little bit. But I definitely feel comfortable right now. So I would definitely say the OTAs period was my, like, you know, learning curve, getting adjusted to everything. And now I'm just kind of rolling into everything.
How's it feel catching passes from an NFL great like Matt Ryan?
Oh, man, it's a blessing. You know, just seeing him on a day-to-day basis, seeing all the details he take, you know, just – not me being a quarterback, but seeing his work ethic and how he approached the game. You know, I'm just trying to take some of them tools from him and apply it to my game. And like you said, catching from, you know, I grew up in Atlanta, so every day I still wake up, come into work, and I see him. That's still a, you know, like I'm a kid again. So it's definitely really good working with him. And really, Nick Foles as well, same deal with him. I used to study him when I was at quarterback too, so it's definitely been, you know, a pleasure.
Have you reminded him that you played quarterback once?
Oh yeah, well, he knows. Actually, he kind of surprised me because he was like, "Yeah, what?" We were sitting down eating breakfast the other day, and he was like, "Yeah, I remember you from Cedar Grove in Atlanta." Yeah, right. He was like, "That was the last state championship game before they tore down the Georgia Dome at that time, and then they went to the NFC Championship during that year too as well." So we definitely had a little conversation about it, and you know, laughed about it a little bit.
It was just saying that one of the biggest things about learning Matt Ryan is learning how to be on his spot. That he is. How tough is that for you in terms of learning to do that as opposed to the way you ran routes in college?
Definitely for me, it's tough because I'm, you know, the new guy. I'm the rookie, so just being able to adapt to the NFL style in general outside of just him, it's really like a, you know, double trouble. So I'm trying to, you know, adjust to the NFL style, what my coach telling me, and also adding what Matt says because he technically is the offense. So just adding to what he wants us to be and what he wants us to do, just, you know, making it a masterpiece.
Jelani, your play style has been described as running like an angry moose. Does that sound accurate to you?
I definitely heard that quite a bit, especially last year during college, but it definitely is entertaining hearing that. But I'll say, hey, I take whatever people have to say and just try to apply it in a positive way and keep it pushing. So.
Johnny, how important do you think these times in training camp and stuff are for you guys, you know, you being new, Matt being new in this offense, kind of building that rapport with you guys?
It's definitely important because we want to hit on the details. That, you know, if you knock the details out and kind of perfect your craft, we can become a really good offense. And just coming into a team that's already kind of established already, and then just adding pieces to the offense. And now, like you said, having Matt Ryan, he's a great quarterback. Listening to him and listening to the wisdom he has and how he's pouring on the whole offense, it's just awesome, man. We're just trying to build and get better day by day.
How was it tonight for all those fans out there?
Oh, it was great. I'd never experienced something like this. So I feel like I'm a kid in the backyard pretty much, just trying to enjoy it, enjoy the moment.
I know you've been rooming with Drew Ogletree's two rookie tight ends. Is there, what's it like between you two? Is it a competition or what's it like so far?
Honestly, that's my brother. Well, as soon as we came in, we clicked since day one. Like, it's like a brother I never had, even though I got two older brothers. So please, if they see this, I ain't talking about y'all. But yeah, he's just like my brother away from home, man. It's competition, like what you said, but we make each other better, which makes it even better. Cause like I see him do a good route, I'm like, oh, I gotta outdo him. Then he outdo me, I gotta outdo him again. And even in the weight room, studying, we study playbook together, we do everything together. So we even eat together. So we just try to like apply what each other knows, put it together, and just try to compete pretty much.
How's it been having a vet like Mo, who has a pretty similar skill set to you, in the room with you?
Mo is great. Mo is a good mentor. Pretty much tell us everything we need to know. Like, he's just a good older big brother for us, and kind of, you know, pulling us along, helping us out, especially like on the field. Even though Matt have not been here, Mo knows the offense like he's a quarterback too. So he just tells us, give us the ins and outs of what's going on and how to proceed with things.
And that's it for this episode of Believe in Colts. Thank you so much. Please smash that like button if you're watching on YouTube. Share this if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast place. And as usual, I'm Lawrence Owen. This was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, go Colts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.